Welcome to SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan. Scott Jackson and Mike Prada with you. Scott Jackson here with you, and Mike Prada, of course, from Bullets Forever and SB Nation DC editor. And Mike, interesting week for our beloved Wizards as the road woes continue.
It's so funny because after the Utah Jazz game, the game where they won on MLK Day, everyone was like talking, hey, they're close to the playoffs, hey, who knows?
Oh, no. Stop.
And then they lose to the Bucks, who are playing without Jennings and without a lot of good players. That's just kind of what happens when you're a Wizards fan. Everybody gets their hopes up. They are still only 4.5 out, but now 20 in a row lost on the road.
20 in a row. If you can't win a road game, you should not even be allowed, no matter what your record is, to make the playoffs. I think that should just be a rule, you know, a hard, fast rule that the NBA has. But 20 in a row, I mean, that's hard to do. I mean, it really, I mean, you should really give this team some type of credit. I mean, if you're going to be bad at something, be the best at being bad at it. And to this point, they have been the best, worst road team in the NBA by far. So, if nothing else, take stock in that, Wizard fans.
Absolutely. Now, I will say, though, as a fellow Wizards fan myself, it can be very frustrating to see this go on, even though you are kind of chasing history. The team isn't supposed to be very good. So this week, I thought it would be a good idea because, you know, us fans, we want to feel like we're really directly affecting the way the games are actually played.
Well, you are at the home games because they're not that bad at home.
That's true. So we are doing some good things at
home. So the fans doing their job, check. Well, at least the ones that show up, which, let's face it, are really not that many.
Okay, but the ones that show up, and even the ones that don't show up, they're lobbying. Right. So here's the question I pose to you, and this is the one thing I'm kind of curious about as a fan. Okay. What can we do to help them win on the road? Like, what can we do directly? So I got some ideas. I talked to some people about this. What do you think of some of these?
All right.
Fire Flip Saunders. That was the first one I got.
Right. I don't really think that that's going to matter. We've covered this before. I think the big picture for this is it costs more than the return on it.
Yeah.
The return is not as great as the cost.
Yeah, and it doesn't – if you look at the history of interim coaches, you're just going to promote your assistant. It's not going to really do anything. So one idea – so that means that one idea, of course, was to send a letter to Ted or send a petition to Ted Leonsis. You know,
All of it.
He's going to tune it out. I mean, he's great at responding things, but no one man can listen to all these petitions.
And I'm
emails.
Sure he's already heard that and heard the ones about Ernie. And look, there's a reason he's keeping these guys around, okay? And again, we've talked about this, you know, to be a successful franchise, they also have to be a successful business. And I don't necessarily think paying guys not to work for you with this many years in Flip's case really makes sense. Again, it's not like people are beating your door down. And let's face it, they could bring in Phil Jackson, Pat Riley, Larry Brown, all to sit on the bench together, and this team's not going to be that much better.
No. I mean, not midseason. You got to take a year in the offseason. But it's funny you mentioned Larry Brown, but that's another thing. So that was one idea that was a little bit, I guess, serious. I thought that was a serious
one. Kind of a serious slant on it.
Yeah. Okay. Here's one I kind of liked. Someone suggested this. I don't know how feasible this is.
Okay.
What if... I mean, Ted is very, you know, very kind of original with his thoughts. What if Ted ran, or the Wizards ran some contests? They buy, like, say, 10 seats at maybe one of these, like, down, like at Cleveland, where, well, I guess Cleveland sells out, but at one
well,
of these,
not
like,
really.
Well,
I mean, there are plenty of good seats available if you've watched some of them on the league pass this year.
Yeah, all right, so they don't sell. So Cleveland, you know, one of these, you know, stadiums where there aren't that many people that buy tickets.
Right.
What if they were to kind of get like a few courtside like seats, maybe not courtside, but close.
Yeah.
Run some sort of contest for Wizards fans where they have to kind of answer some trivia question, you know, do something, and then tell them that you have to go and heckle the other team while you're playing. You got to be Robin Fickers.
You got to send a bunch of Robin Fickers up there. Well, I'm looking at their future home road games, excuse me. Monday, you're in New York. New York's obviously playing very well for what people expected this year. At Oklahoma City.
You're not getting tickets to those games.
Yeah, those are going to be tough tickets. At Memphis, perhaps. Yeah, that probably would work. At Dallas, it isn't happening. At New Orleans, I mean, so you're looking at Memphis and New Orleans. I mean, look, a trip to New Orleans, let's face it. Anybody would take that.
Right.
And I think you're not asking for much if you're asking people to get rowdy. It is a Tuesday night, which may be tough for some. And then there's the Cleveland game, as you mentioned, on the 13th, further down the road. But, yeah, I mean, to me, if I'm looking ahead, the three games, realistically, I could see them possibly winning. The Memphis, possibly New Orleans and Cleveland are the three I would target And I see what you're saying. Maybe like a bus trip or something like that, or you know, real nice bus, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, I don't know if they can pay the whole expenses, but maybe some of the expenses, and they just, the only condition is that you just got to go crazy.
Now, there are trip runners or something.
I mean, there are Wizards fans that go to these games in other cities. It's they're out there. And maybe, I mean, even, I don't know if it's that hard for them to connect with these people.
Sure.
I mean, but why not do something where you get the fans to come and heckle? Maybe that, I mean, just a little bit. I mean, some of
maybe
these
just
games,
bring Robin Ficker with you. And
yeah, didn't they kind of already blacklist him, though?
Yeah, sort of. But it would be on the road. And again, Ted's bringing everybody back in. So
that's
I don't
true.
Know. You know?
If you're going to bring the alums back, bring in Robin Ficker.
Right. I mean, but yes, as it gets closer to the record, and it's probably not something you want to be attached to, then, you know, you got to think out of the box. I don't know. I was also thinking of people, you know, not just fans, Mike, but like guys like you and I, you know, radio media types, you know, maybe is this the point where we climb, you know, on some billboard and say we're not coming down? Not that anybody would give a damn. But, you know, play something up like that.
Yeah.
You know, maybe some real sports personalities like the Sports Junkies or somebody had to sleep outside for a week or something. I don't know. You got to start thinking of something like that. You know
stunt.
What I'm saying?
A stunt is what you're saying.
Yeah, a stunt. Or maybe where Ted has to sleep outside until it happens. And then it really scares those players because this is the guy writing their checks. And if you tick Ted off, then maybe, you know, the checks don't show up on time. I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just thinking out of the box here.
The only problem is that someone is already doing a stunt. I don't know if you saw this, but Chick Hernandez of Comcast is not cutting his hair until they win a road game.
Yeah, but he doesn't have that look. That,
that's what I said.
You're starting at ground zero. I mean, is
bald.
That really going to scare anybody?
Yeah.
I mean, really? Come on. I mean, maybe more interesting would be if, you know, like Dan Helly did that, you know, or Dan Helly didn't shave, and then, you know, you'd have women all over D.C. just furious. I mean, so, I mean, something like that might matter, but, I mean, come on. I mean, sorry, Chick. Really, come on. Really?
Yeah, I mean, I said this, you know, earlier. It's very easy for someone to not cut their hair when they start off bald.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a problem. I mean, he's going to be fine, and it's not going to grow that.
Is there, like, I mean, like, is there, like, you know, like a playoff beard type thing that someone can do where they don't shave?
Right.
That might be a little bit more realistic. I mean,
a little bit more edgy. Yeah, no doubt. You know, maybe you get some of the sportscasters to go without the beards, the television guys to go into playoff beard mode at this point.
What if Steve Buckhantz did that?
Ooh.
Or did, like, someone, I mean, the problem is that he works with the team. They probably won't let him. But what, because they would see them every, people would see them every day, and the players would see him, and they would be like, geez, he looks awful with the beard. Okay,
yeah,
no disrespect for Steve. I mean,
no,
it's great,
but Steve, you want to see, Steve's got a lovely face, so you want to see
Steve's good the way he is, you know. If he looked out of sorts, like, maybe the players would be like, oh God, we can't look at Steve until we kind of win a game. We got to really step up here.
What would be cool is if Phil could go back to the afro that he had back in the day in the 70s, but, you know, that's probably not going to happen either because of the baldness at this point. But, you know, that'd be interesting.
Or maybe someone else, maybe he wears a wig every broadcast.
Right, he can wear, like, one of those throwback wigs, and he's done that for one of the throwback nights. So just trying to figure out ways to get the Wizards a win on the road here on SB Nation Radio. Scott Jackson, Mike Prater with you. But really, looking at it, I mean, I get it. Yeah, there's some young players in this team. But, I mean, at this point, don't you just throw that garbage out the window? I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, look, there's a lot of young teams. They lost to a young team in Minnesota a few weeks ago or a week ago on the road. I mean, there's plenty of teams that can play the youth card at this point, that this team's playing, that they could go in there. They're not playing at the hardest arenas in the face of the year. It's not like they're playing at Staples Center during these 20 games.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
It's not all 20 at Staples Center, for goodness sakes.
I don't know. I mean, I think one of the unique things is that it's not just that they're young. It's that they have – so, like, for example, Flip Saunders likes to talk about how his old Timberwolves teams were young teams with Stephon and KG. But if you look at those rosters, the only two young players on the team were Stephon and KG.
Right,
the rest of
right.
the guys were kind of vets. So the Wizards have, like, five or six guys. I think they have – I was looking at this. I don't think they have – other than Blatch, who is essentially 24 anyway.
Sure.
They don't have a single guy on their team. Oh, Kirk Heinrich, too. But he's really a vet at this point. They don't really have any of those guys that – all they have are guys that are on their rookie contracts or guys are on, like, their third contract or something like that. There's no – there's not really any in between. I think Kirk Heinrich is the only guy who's in between. He's on a second deal, and he's about to end his second deal. So it's like one or the other. But so, I mean, in that case, I mean, if we're going back to what fans can do to help out, I know you suggested this. Is there any way – because a lot of these guys are young. They go out. They go to clubs and, you know, and – you know, if they perform, I don't really care if they go to clubs. But, obviously, they're not performing.
No, they're not.
So, you could, I guess, bar them from going, but that takes a lot of, like, kind of manpower, a lot of, like... What if someone were to buy, like, a little ad in, a bathroom stall? You know how some of these places have, like, one of those, like ads in a stall or whatever?
Yeah, I've seen them blurry-eyed before,
Or maybe... Does that mean you've seen it, then?
right. But I get the idea.
So something like what couldn't someone like buy like one of those like billboard spaces? You
sure,
know how they usually advertise for a gym, and they could say, "Listen, hey Wizards, we're really counting on you to win your road game." You know, we're
losers. I mean, how about that? And hey losers, and a picture of the team, and then that would be tough enough on them.
You could go one of two ways. You could go the hard love where you say, "Hey
tough
losers,
love. You got to do it,"
or you could say, "Guys, please, we're really pulling for you, but you got to get it together."
Yeah.
You could go like that way and maybe it hits them more. I don't know. You know.
Or maybe, you know, here's a crazy idea. Maybe it's a self-imposed team thing where everybody gets together and go, all right, we're going to be like 9-to-5 basketball until mm-hmm. we get through. And not to say that we're going to go party like it's 1999, so to speak, once we do get one on the road. But until it happens, let's mandate, you know, boom, 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 like set of rules. And like you said, maybe the clubbing is out of it, whatever. I know that'd be bad for the economy for some of these places. But, but you know, just something to change up, to show, you know what, we're pretty damn serious about this. This is not funny. This is embarrassing. It's 20 in a row. We don't want it to go on any further. We certainly don't want it to break the NBA record and to go to 30. That would be awful if you beat the 29 and went to 30. You know, to get serious, I mean, because as horrible as Eastern Conference is, and as horrible as the Wizards are, you know, those two things, I mean, as horrible as the Wizards are, the Eastern Conference is even worse. There is still an opportunity, as crazy as it sounds, to at least be in the conversation of the postseason. So just from that standpoint, you wish maybe kind of the player responsibility would kick in here.
Yeah, I mean, you'd love for that to happen. As a fan, I wonder how you can spur that. You know, you could. I guess you could send a petition and lobby.
Has to happen.
I mean,
it has to happen within the locker room, and it's really just disappointing that nobody's come up with anything like that.
You can get all the club owners together, where they say, "All right, no letting
no
a
Wizards
Wizard.
Allowed." Or you play double if you're on a losing team on the road or something like that. Just
if you're,
you don't want to exclude anybody because that would be illegal. But if you just said, "Hey," if you haven't won a road game this year, you're not allowed in. You have to come in at triple the price or something like that.
Yeah, well, that'd be kind of rude, but that's one idea. I kind of like that idea. No,
you
it
like
doesn't
that?
Really All right. involve everyone.
All right, let's move on to winners real quick here. SB Nation Radio, Scott Jackson, Mike Prater here on 106.7 The Fan. All right, NFL playoffs this weekend, championship Sunday coming up. Going to be great. You have the first game, of course, the oldest rivalry in the National Football League, the Packers and the Bears. That game, I think if you would have said back in October to me that either one of these teams would be in the Super Bowl just because of the injuries of the Packers, I would have said it's going to be tough, but I wouldn't have closed the door on it. Would be, you know, a game away from the Super Bowl. If you would have told me the Bears at that time would be a game away from the Super Bowl, I'd have laughed out loud.
You know,
amazing turnaround.
You know, what's funny is that the Redskins beat both of these teams.
Yeah. It's not really funny. It's just, it happens all the time. I mean, the Cleveland Browns beat the Patriots and beat New Orleans this year and, you know.
But it shows
Redskins
how far
they've
come.
Redskins beat the Cowboys twice, 1 year when Gus Frerotte and Heath Shuler beat him, and the Cowboys won the Super Bowl. So
that's true. Now, but it does show how far these teams have come, though.
Yeah, well, it also shows the NFL is the ultimate parity league. And, you know, even though you can lose to a sucky team on a Sunday, it doesn't mean your season's over. I mean, it is very week to week. And so it really, you know, that part of it, I think it claims more. I know a lot of Redskin fans are hanging their hat on this, but really, I mean, those teams actually got better. I mean, they have better, you know, they have better rosters. So
right. Anyone hanging their hat on that is just grasping.
Well,
straws
I see it all the time. I can't get away from it.
Larry Michaels said that it was a sign of progress. Of course he said that.
Of course. I mean, it's not a sign of progress. It's nothing. It's a sign of the NFL times, which is any given Sunday. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And that's what it should be left at. And no more analysis needs to be needed. Let's face it, that day the Packers lost every single player and still took the Redskins overtime to beat them.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears had a gift wrap it to them. I mean, Jay Cutler threw the ball directly to D'Angelo Hall four times.
That's correct.
I mean, he made a hell of a play on a couple of them, but still, he threw it to him four times.
Yeah.
Let's not get crazy here.
Here's a question I'm kind of we thought a little bit about on the site today. You said Bears-Packers is the like oldest rivalry, and I can't argue that. It's definitely the oldest rivalry. But is it better than Redskins-Cowboys? Like, for example, if both teams, if all four teams were playoff-caliber teams.
Oh, if all four were playoff-caliber.
Like, obviously right now it's better because the Redskins and Cowboys stunk
right
this year.
Sure.
But what if all four were playoff-caliber teams?
I can't answer that.
Is it better than – I mean, obviously we're biased. We're D.C.
We're very biased,
yeah. But could you make an argument that – It's better than the Redskins-Cowboys?
No, because they haven't played a meaningful game in the playoffs since, 1941, whereas the Redskins and Cowboys, although it's been a long time, at least in the 80s and in the 70s, played meaningful games and then, you know, had meaningful games down the stretch, and there's just a high level of hate. All right, we're running short on time here. Who do you like in this game, and then we'll get to the second one real quick.
I like Green Bay.
Yeah, me too.
A close game.
Yeah, I think Green Bay wins. The field stinks, which I think may keep it close for a while for the Pack or for the Bears. Both teams play in the conditions, but certainly the Bears are more used to it. But I think the Packers hopefully will bring a wide variety of spike lengths, and their equipment manager could be the MVP of this game, and I think the Packers win as well. All right, finally, Jets-Steelers. Not nearly the hate from the Jets that they had for New England. It is heating up late in the week with some talk, but I don't know. I think this is where the Jets' run ends. I thought they won the Super Bowl last week, watching the way they celebrated in New England. I think that the air comes out of the balloon, and I think the dirty little secret about Pittsburgh last week is they didn't play a very good football game against Baltimore. I don't see that happen in two straight weeks.
Yeah, I think Pittsburgh wins, but it would be awesome if the Jets won, because Super Bowl week, media week with the Jets in front of a bunch of mics would be awesome.
Oh, and it would be good, too, because then all 31 – well, the other 30 teams that aren't in the dance would coaches would be asked to admit to some strange sexual fetishes nationally to help their team spur on to victory. So that would be interesting, too. Actually, no, that would be really disgusting. My mistake. All right, SB Nation Radio coming up. We're going to talk Redskins draft. Ken Marangold is going to join us, Hogshaven. He hates the idea of taking a quarterback. He'll tell us why. SB Nation Radio, Scott Jackson, Mike Prater, 106.7 The Fan.